The 7 kilometers of ascent is a fascinating sequence of ever-changing panoramas. In the first section, an attractive wide military road climbs up the slope above the Scale Lakes with its dense dwarf mountain pine vegetation from which certain characteristic limestone flowers peep out. You are inside what is called the internal Dolomites. Namely an area which shares the same type of rock and the sedimentary, marine nature as the Dolomite mountain range. In addition to the common rhododendron which carpets the area with its scarlet flowers, the delicate mountain violet, alpine yellow violet, heart-leaved globe daisy, mountain avens and many other multicolored flowers can be seen here, too. Continuing, the bends in the road afford panoramic views over Val d'Identro and, higher up, over the glaciers which cover the north face of Cima Piazzi. In the direction, then, of the sheer west faces of Monte del Scale, the views range beyond the valley across the whole of the Bormio Basin. Its spires and pinnacles are the result of constant erosion and landslides, creating an evocative environment, but watch your footing here because this section is extremely steep and you should not allow its marvelous views to distract you. Continuing uphill, take a look at the building techniques used for the military road you are walking along. Its regular gradients, curbs along the edges and well-conserved dry stone walls, above it and holding it up from below in some of the steeper sections with various embankments, speak volumes of the extremely skilled builders who worked on it. The road was the work of both the Army and #8217 engineering offices and the ordinary soldiers and civilians whose exhausting manual work went into this type of work. There are still many tangible signs of the building of the road on these mountains, and this brief extract from a book published in 1931 called The Italian Army in the Great War, 1915-1918. Volume 3. The 1916 operations deals with this. Right from the first days of the war, a single divisional company proved insufficient for the great development of the field fortifications and roadwork, mines, bridge building, huts and telephone connections, etc. required. The Minister of War approved the Supreme Command's proposal and 35 companies were formed from 1 to 15 July 1915.